Welcome to the Ditch That Textbook podcast, a daily show to equip, inform, and inspire educators to teach with less reliance on the textbook through technology, creativity, and innovation. I'm your host, Matt Miller. Let's get started. This is episode 87 of the Ditch That Textbook podcast, a member of the Education Podcast Network, still at the ISTE conference, still in Chicago, and I am right over here in the quizzes booth. So if you haven't checked out quizzes yet, this is one of my favorite quiz-based game show type assessment tools. And I'm standing right here with Deepak Chinath. Did I say that right? Yes. All right. Very good. And he's one of the main guys here with quizzes. Gotten to chat with him a couple of times about the product and have gotten to see it grow. And so if people aren't familiar with quizzes, which by the way is spelled Q-U-I-Z-I-Z-Z, and you can go to quizzes.com. So just in a nutshell, what is it and what kind of makes it different?
Yeah, so quizzes is a really fun way for you to gamify your classroom, to get your students to do questions in a really fun and engaging way, and at the same time get really great data about what's happening in your classroom and how you can cater better to the needs of your students.
Yeah, absolutely. And the data piece is really nice to be able to go back and see kind of like who's struggling. And I think one of my favorite parts about it is when you're done with a quizzes game, you have that screen that comes up and it has the four little tiles at the top of what was the hardest question, what was the one that took people the longest. And I think that's something that kind of sets you guys apart, which I really like. What are some of the ways that you're seeing teachers use quizzes in the classroom?
Yeah, so one of the really powerful things that teachers have been doing is using our homework feature.
Right.
So while it's great to, you know, conduct quizzes in classroom for a quick review or for an assessment even, what's really the strong point for quizzes is getting students to practice more, do more questions, and just leveraging all the fun that they have while doing quizzes to encourage them to do more. Yeah. So one great way to do that is, you know, create a bunch of quizzes,
yeah.
Maybe create an Excel sheet where you list out the game codes and just share this with your students. Mm-hmm. And they'll get in there, they'll play, they'll compete.
Yeah.
And you know, if you can mix it up a little bit by offering them some kind of a reward,
yeah.
I don't know, 5 minutes of free time,
right.
That's seemed to work really great.
And I've seen in it with that homework feature, even if they don't send it home as homework, you know, I've heard of teachers that will use it with centers or stations, you know, like they set up that quizzes game for the day and then people sort of cycle through it in the classroom. So even if it's not like sent home as homework, that having the completion time later on really opens some things up, doesn't it?
Yeah, for sure. And you know, with the homework mode, you can make a super long quiz with like 100 questions.
Uh-huh.
Students can do it, you know, 10 questions, exit, come back later, resume the game. And they don't need an account to do any of this, so it's all just use the same name each time and it all works.
I didn't realize you could do that. That's cool. Now, you were just telling me a second ago of a really innovative way that teachers are helping the students to create the questions for a quizzes game, and it doesn't take very much time. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, and I need to, you know, thank Joe Marquez for thinking of this.
Oh, that was Joe Marquez.
Yes.
Oh, I love Joe. Yeah.
And so this was all his idea, but I'm going to plug it anyway. So.
Yeah.
So one really powerful way that you can get students actually engaged on the quiz creation side of things is to kind of app smash Google Forms, Google Sheets, and quizzes together. So what you can do is quizzes allows you to import quizzes through a spreadsheet.
Yeah.
And so what you can do is create a Google Form where students type in their questions.
Mm-hmm.
That goes into your Google Sheet. And you can just download that and upload that into quizzes, and your quiz is ready right there. And this way you get students to contribute the questions, which is a great way for them to learn beyond just answering them.
Yeah. So let me make sure I've got this right. You make a Google form, the students submit the question, and possible answers.
And and the four options and the correct answer, everything.
Yeah. And so when they submit that in the form, it goes into a spreadsheet.
Yeah.
And you can take that spreadsheet and upload it into Quizzes and it will create a game automatically from the spreadsheet.
Yes, exactly. So if you just go to our blog and search for collaborating on Quizzes with Google Forms, you'll find that. And you can see we have a template you can use for that. And it's you'll find it on Joe Marquez's blog as well.
Yeah. Oh, that's amazing. All right. Well, Deepak, thank you so much for giving us some time. This has been really good.
Yeah. Thank you, Matt. Yeah, it's been a pleasure.
All right.
Thanks for listening to the Ditch That Textbook podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you love it, be sure to leave a review and rating on iTunes to help others find the show. Thanks for listening and happy ditching.